So I walk into first grade, and there's this one girl. She had like sardines in her briefcase from like 10 years ago. She had like penicillin growing in the briefcase. Momish, like never dressed, never, her hair was never made. Just very dysfunctional mother and father. They were divorced, and the mother was in deep depression. Nobody took care of this kid. I don't even know if they had food in the house. And she would come to school, and you could see it. You could just see the way she looked. It was just brown. Her neck was even brown, like she didn't, I don't know. It was, and all the girls were like, so I walked in one day, and I said to the class, I want to know, where is Hashem? First grade. Where is the true story? Hashem's my witness. I'm sitting here. Where is Hashem? So I want everybody to write on a piece of paper, where is Hashem? Because I didn't want them to copy each other. There are 22 girls in the class. 21 of them wrote in Shemayim. In heaven, up there. A lot of girls wrote up there. You know, Shemayim, they were up there. Okay. The 22nd girl was this kid. Was this kid. She didn't write up there. She wrote in there. Well, what does that mean? I didn't know what that meant. In there. Not up there. In there. Okay? So I walked over to her desk. I remember sitting in the corner. We'll call her Miriam. I said, Miriam, stand up. She was very scared of me because I was just a principal. She said, yeah, Rabbi Wallerstein. I'm like, you wrote on your paper in there. What does that mean? I said, Miriam, where is Hashem? Little kid, where is Hashem? She goes, in there. I said, but Miriam, everybody said Hashem is up there. Because every kid learns that. Hashem is up there. What do you mean in there? She says to me, one out of 22. She says to me, no, he's not up there. He's in here. I'm like, how do you know? She said, because I feel him. In all my years of chinuch, no one has ever answered, I feel him in here. You, if I were to come in here and asked you, you would have all, everybody points up. Why? Because she's alone in the dark. And there's no one out there for her. And when there's no one out there for you, and you think you're in the dark, this little first grader understood Hashem's not up there. He's not a foreign object somewhere in Shemayim. Hashem is in here. Your job this year is to bring this to all these little children that don't have what everyone else has and give them an understanding that Hashem is in here. Not up there, not over there, but Hashem is in here. And there's not a girl in this room that cannot do that for someone else. And that should be your tefillah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Of course, you have to use your machzor and all that. Outside the machzor, God, listen to me. Listen to me carefully. I'm not going on the unemployment line. I, this year, will work for you. Not movies, not WhatsApps, not my phone. I don't even need my phone. I am going to help you in this world make it a better place. You are guaranteed to have a kesiva v'chasima tayva. Thank you.